hiring slowed last month, and that put a damper on Wall Street. It's the Business News headlines for Friday, the 6th day of September. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Sears, should we put a fork in it? If you want to save money, quit throwing away food. We've got some tips on smart buying. Facebook is in the sights of several attorneys generals. More coffee for Chicago? It's September, so you might want to think iPhone. Also, do you have the skills to succeed in your career? Over half of Americans say no. Those stories plus Jeff Pitts from Cityview Magazine with stuff to do in the Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Well, today the Labor Department said the U.S. added 130,000 non-farm payrolls last month. Economists had expected 160,000 jobs. And today's report was nearly 30,000 fewer jobs than the July report. But that was still enough to keep the national unemployment level at 3.7%. Wages, however, are another matter. The average hourly earnings increased 3.2% from last year. That is on track with the same number from July. All of this seemed to cool investor sentiment as Wall Street was pretty stagnant all morning long. Of course, there are other factors looming that might have dampened the excitement that we saw yesterday. Lingering doubts about what the heck is going on in the United Kingdom, the trade war with China, and the slowing of manufacturing in the United States, not to mention that yield curve inversion. Today's word, unsettled. Sears & Roebuck is now a shell of what it once was, and it's getting smaller. Just this week, we learned that Sears' parent company, dubbed Transform Co., and run by Eddie Lambert and his ESL Investments Fund, had laid off 250 employees at the company's headquarters in Illinois. The layoffs are disclosed in an August 29th notice with the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. In early August, Transform Co. said it would close 26 stores by October. Transform Co., however, declined to comment on media reports that as many as 100 additional Sears and Kmart stores would close by year-end. Some of the closings have been posted online on sites including thelayoff.com. At one time, the country's biggest retailer, Sears, declared bankruptcy in October, and then Lambert, the company's former CEO and largest shareholder, bought it and 425 stores in February at a bankruptcy auction. In winning a judge's approval to buy what remained of Sears for $5.2 billion, Lambert touted his plan as a means of saving as many as 50,000 jobs and said that he was setting aside funds to pay workers' severance. Well, this week, a spokesperson for Sears declined to say if laid-off workers would receive a severance. You know, there's lots and lots of ways that we can waste money. High credit card balances we can't pay off, eating out versus eating in, buying stuff on a whim, cable and satellite bills for 300-plus channels when we only watch 8 or 10. Well, here's another wasteful habit. According to the National Resource Defense Council, it's a nonprofit group, Americans toss out roughly $1,800 worth of food each year. That's kind of a big deal when you factor in that 60% of us can't cover a $1,000 unexpected expense. Our friends at The Motley Fool have some suggestions on how to cut down on food waste and save money, and yeah, I've even added a couple of my own. So let's get started, shall we? Number one, pay attention to food labels. I mean, I get it. They can be confusing. When it says Best Buy, a specific date, that does not mean the food is bad. Or when the label says Sell By, that two is not an indication the food's bad, but do pay attention to the words use by. Number two, take a home inventory. You know, if you don't know what you have, you don't know what to buy, right? So if you think you need another jar of olive oil and buy it, only to find out that you've got two in the pantry, that tends to be wasteful. Take an inventory at least once a week and then just kind of keep on track. Number three, shop with a list. When you go to the store, be focused on what you need rather than what you want. A list is going to help you stay on track and to help avoid compulsive purchases. Number four, careful when you buy in bulk. I get it. For toilet paper, that maybe makes sense, but those supersized bags of veggies can go bad if you don't have a large enough freezer. You could also buy like a European. You know, the people in Europe long ago figured out how to shop for fresh food, and that was to visit the market nearly every day. Planning the menu for the week doesn't mean you got to stock up for a month. Fresh is always better when it's fresh, and usually the nutrient value is also better. And finally, there is a case for leftovers. You know, when I was growing up, my mother would once a week have a leftover supper. Now, I can tell you, it wasn't my favorite meal of the week, but she would create something from several days of leftovers, and hey, at least it was a meal. Some tips to help you maybe save money when it comes to food. Reuters is reporting today that several U.S. state attorneys general will investigate Facebook on whether the social network stifled competition and put users at risk. This comes just days after a report that Google would face an antitrust probe from a host of attorneys general. The New York Attorneys General Lita James is leading the charge, along with states from Colorado, Florida, Iowa, Nebraska, North Carolina, Ohio, Tennessee, and the District of Columbia. It's said that more states are expected to join the effort. Technology companies are facing a backlash in the United States and across the world, fueled by concerns among competitors, lawmakers, and consumer groups that the firms have way too much power and are harming users and business rivals. Stay tuned. Hey, talking about big, yesterday we had a news story about how the United States might just be over-coffeed. There are currently more than 58,000 private and corporate coffee houses in the United States, but none are as big as the one Starbucks will open this fall in Chicago. The company said the restaurant will open on November 15th, overtaking Tokyo as its biggest location. How big? Well, get this. It's a four-story Chicago roastery, and there's over 43,000 square feet. It's replacing a former Crate and Barrel location in the city's Magnificent Mile neighborhood. Roasteries are intended to be a tourist attraction in themselves. They feature specialty coffees and teas, on-premise roasters, and massive coffee casks where freshly roasted beans are held. They also have bars with craft cocktails and serve fancier food than a normal Starbucks location. You can kind of think of it as a destination point. Well, it is September, and those of us who have been iPhone users know what that means. Yet another iPhone rollout. TechCrunch says that Apple is holding a launch on September 10th, and the anticipated iPhone 11 is expected to arrive in three iterations. Meanwhile, according to Bloomberg, the phones, it is said, have upgrades to low-light photography, shatter-resistant glass, faster processors, and a new way to charge AirPods. And finally, do you doubt your work skills? If you do, you're not alone. According to a survey by Prudential, more than half of U.S. workers don't believe they have the skills required to compete 10 years from now. Now, despite societal talk about the future threat posed by technology, Americans believe that softer skills, such as adaptability, people management, and time management, will be most useful in the long term. But the problem is how to acquire them. Three-quarters of respondents said technology makes their life more efficient by automating redundant tasks during the day. The survey results also show that workers want to stay with their employers longer than previously suggested, and they're hoping that employers will teach them those softer skills. Wanna bet? Just saying. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, some fun with Jeff Pitts. He's the managing editor of City View Magazine, with stuff to do in the Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week. Hey, it is Friday.